everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Lead 360 podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Waite, and it's so good to be back with you. You know, I took some time off. I'm recovering from COVID, got sick over the last week and been recovering. My voice has been kind of jacked up and I have been really feeling under the weather. So this is my second day back of feeling kind of somewhat normal. And I'll tell you, man, I thought we were over this stuff. I'll tell you, it's been quite the ride. But nevertheless, it's Friday at the time of this recording, and I wanted to stop by and share a couple thoughts with you as I'm getting ready to jump on a coaching call with a client. I was going through some weekly objectives. And now in the Lead 360 Academy, which is my group coaching, we take quarterly goals. We break them down into monthly, targets. And then we go down to the weekly objectives and then the daily tactics. And so we break these down from a 90-day goal or a 90-day objective or target and break them down to daily tactics. And I want you to start getting used to doing that because we have four quarters in a year. And as we are looking at our life and what we're creating, if you focus on the effort, the outcome will take care of itself. We can't control the outcome, but we can control the effort. And what I found is that the more effort that you put into something, the better the chances of the outcome. Now, this takes into account different variables. This takes into account, you know, life, because life will happen. And there's no magic pill. There's no secret sauce other than the effort that you put in towards a worthy idea or a worthy goal or a worthy outcome, whatever it is that you're after. If you want a better marriage, then you're going to put in more effort into that marriage than you do with your friends. When you want better relationships with your kids, you're going to put more effort into those that time spent with your children, as opposed to going to the bar with the fellas or, you know, girls night, whatever the hell you do. When you want to have a better outcome in your health, you'll put more effort in going to the gym than you do to the ice cream shop. Now, what I have found is that most people want the outcome, but they're not willing to put in the effort, or they want the outcome, but they're not aware of the effort that it's going to take. And here's the thing about the effort, right? It takes less effort to lose control, to get out of control, than it does the effort it takes to put in to gain control of your life. Like this week, I had to take off because I was sick, and the first couple of days were rough, but I found myself easily being persuaded by sitting in the house, watching TV, eating junk food or whatever the case may be. And it's like, it's so easy to do because it feels good. It's comfortable. And it didn't take long before I was like, you know what? I'm going to go outside and go for a run. I'm going to go outside, I'm going to get out of this damn house and I'm going to get away from these comfort zones that I have set up. And you know, unfortunately, most people will get into this comfort and they stay there. Now, it's okay to let loose. It's okay to relax a little bit. It's okay to be, you know, to enjoy. But as soon as we start getting into that place of indulgence, right? Too much of anything is not good. Too much going to the gym, you will get injured. Too much sitting on the couch and watching TV, you will lose sight of what you are creating. Too much alcohol never goes anywhere good. Too much of anything is never good. And it's this difference between satisfaction and being hungry. You know, I think about, you know, we go to the buffet, right? And my sons and I, our thing is going to this all you can eat sushi place. And I love it. Like I'll tear sushi up. But every time we go, we eat so much. In fact, my 7-year-old Lincoln, he eats so much. Most of the time he throws up. I'm like, dude, you got to stop like shoving your face, because we get tied into this marketing of all you can eat. So does that mean you got to eat all the damn sushi? No, but I'll give it a try. But if you look at the buffet, it's like when we have so much of something, we just tear apart and use it until we try to get to the end of it. And the same thing goes with people who maybe were once poor and now got a lot of money, right? Look at the lottery winners. They get a bunch of money and then they're poor right back where they started within months. It's this indulgence that you know, we get into that we just get to the place where it's just a self-gratification, this self-satisfaction. And if you take that concept and look at it from the leadership lens, your satisfaction comes from the significance that you have in the life of those you lead. Your self-satisfaction shouldn't come off the backs of people that you lead. And when I look at different areas of my life, I realize that I want to do something to get the outcome. I'm going to put the effort in to get the outcome. And every day you got to put forth an effort towards a vision or an idea or a goal that you have for your life. The problem is when we don't do this, we fall prey to the societal norm, which is crap. And what I want you to consider is when you're looking at your life and you're taking inventory and you're looking at the outcomes that you have right now, good or bad, you have to identify, is this the place that I want to be? Is this the outcomes that I desire for my life? And if it is, great. If you desire being lazy, if you desire less than or being average, then that's okay. That we need average people in the world. But chances are, if you're listening to this, that's not your goal. That's not the outcome that you desire. And so I want to give you a couple of things today that'll help you operate from a different level so that you can put forth the effort every single day. Because I'm often asked this question, like, what keeps you motivated or driven, or how do you have this drive? Well, it's built over time. However, a way of living, if you will. Like, I don't make goals to go to the gym. Like, every day has some kind of physical challenge, physical movement, because it helps me to refocus my energy and my efforts on what's important. Like you, I have default settings, and I don't care who you are or where you come from. Our default settings are not programmed for success. They're programmed for comfort. They're programmed to follow the masses, this groupthink, right? Fall in line, like learn and be like everybody else, right? Our default settings are handed down to us from our upbringing. And you might say, well, Anthony, I didn't have a bad upbringing. Well, that's good. But whatever served you in 1980, whatever, or 1990, or hell, 2000, whenever you're born, 10, 15, 20 years ago, whatever served you then is not going to serve you now. Why? Because the world is changing. Like, I'm in healthcare. If I operated the same way as a healthcare professional, then when I learned back in 2010, I'd be irrelevant right now. The things that we learned back then, they're not going to serve us in times like today. And so I want you to consider that no matter where you're at, what level you're playing on, there's always room for growth. And if you've arrived in your life, your leadership, your business, your profession, then I'm sorry, but you're sadly mistaken. You're the leader that's now irrelevant. You're the leader who is the problem, and you just don't even realize it. I have met people who are playing at a high level in life. And when they say that I'm still growing, that is a testament to the importance and the significance of your personal growth and development at every level. Because you might not be where you want to be right now. You might not be where you desired. You might be in a bad place right now. You might be questioning life. You might be asking yourself, did I make the right decision or the right choices? Well, you won't know until you're faced with some adversity, when you're faced with a challenge. You see, it's that old quote that says, a champion isn't made in the ring. He's merely revealed there, meaning you won't know how good you are until you have to put that good on the line. You won't know how skillful you are until you have to put your skills to the test. You won't know how resilient you are until adversity comes, until life smacks you in the face. You won't know how strong your marriage is until you go through a hardship. You won't know how good you are as a parent until one of your kids are struggling with something and you are the one they go to for help. And so it's in your best interest to learn, to lead, and to grow. And so how do you do this? How do you create this mindset, this fortitude, this resilience that says every day I'm going to get a win? Because if I can win today, I can win the week. If I can win the week, I can win the month. If I can win the month, I can win the quarter. And if I win enough quarters, I can win the year. That's why I tell you in the beginning, 90-day goals, that's it. And when you look at this, it's not so daunting. It's not so frightening, because it's 90 days. You have enough time to make change and enough time to course correct if the change you want didn't happen. It's from the book, The 12-Week Year. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. And so how do we do this? Number one, you have to set a goal based on a vision for you that you want for your life. What is the goals that you have for the next 90 days? What is it that you want to create in the next 90 days? Don't ever underestimate how much you can do in 90 days. And when you have a goal, understand this, that the goal, the purpose of a goal is not to achieve the thing. It's to become the person in the process of achieving the thing. You know, you want to make a goal of, you know, making another $100,000 this year, six-figure income. Great. Who do I need to become? I want to have six-pack abs. I want to get to 10% body fat. Great. Who do I need to become? Not what do I want. Yes, I would love to have this. But when you detach yourself from the outcome and focus on the effort, that's where your power lies. That's where you become unstoppable. That's where you fix your mindset on the process, not the product. And so understand, when I set a goal or an outcome, the first question I want to ask myself is, who do I need to become? If you want to lose weight, then you need to become more disciplined. You need to become more focused on this fitness journey. You need to become more resilient when you walk into the kitchen. You need to be able to set up your life in the sense that you don't have these traps where, you know, there's cake and ice cream everywhere. There's cereal everywhere. There's all these things that can mitigate your progress. And so having a goal, having an outcome, and then asking myself, who do I need to become? This is the identity piece. Identify that person who walks into the kitchen and eats healthy, who walks into the gym and puts out the effort, who walks into their marriage, into that relationship, and gives 110%, who walks into the office and leads by example. Who's that person? What do they look like? What do they sound like? How do they carry themselves? How do they speak? Are they confident? Are they consistent? Are they congruent? And every day is getting in alignment with that assignment of with that person, not the one you are today, because the person you are today isn't going to get you to where you want to go. You have to literally go there mentally to that place that, what does that person look like that has a six pack abs? What does that person look like that has a fruitful marriage? What does that person look like who is self-controlled, who shows up in every relationship, every instance, every boardroom with intention? What does that person look like? Because when we fail to do that, we fall back into our comfort zone. We fall back into this identity and we say, it's not that bad. We look in the mirror and we hate what we see. We don't like what we see. We don't like who we see. And so once you get clear on that, you have to ask yourself, who do I need to become to get that goal, to get that outcome? The next thing you need to do after you ask who I need to become, what is the standards that I need to start setting for myself? Standards are operating procedure. Like, how am I going to operate? What are the standards that I set for myself? AKA, what will I tolerate and what will I not tolerate? Now, this is from people and from yourself. Many of you tolerate bullshit from other people that put you back into this box, that put you back into your place. You step out to go do something great and they want to joke and they want to cut you off at the legs. They want to criticize and judge. That's great. Cut those people out. Easy day. Because when you're set on an outcome that you want and you're putting forth your effort, you do not have time for the BS. And conversely, the BS that you give yourself, you've been tolerating a lot of stuff with yourself. This self-talk, this compromise that has kept you in your corner, that kills your confidence, that kills your consistency. And at the end of the day, it kills your character. And if you don't set a standard, you'll never become that person that you identified earlier. Who do I need to become? What is the standard that I need to set for myself? What is that person's standard? That's why it's so important to have mentors and people that you look up to that are a little bit further along in life than you. Because when you see their standard and how they operate, it's easy to say, well, if I don't know what standard I need to set, if that person's there and they're going to mentor me and they're going to give me some advice, then ask them, what is your standard when it comes to your faith? What is your standard when it comes to your fitness? What is the standard when it comes to your family? What is the standard that you set when it comes to your finances? And when you surround yourself with people like that, you have no choice but to be lifted and elevated to the next level. But when you continue to tolerate other people's crap, and you continue to allow them to speak negatively into your life, when you allow you to speak negatively in your life, you will always be paralyzed by problems, by people, by processes. Well, I can't because you don't understand. The only limits that we have in our life are the ones that we place on ourselves, or the ones that we allow others to place on us. The ones that we allow others to put. Nobody's telling you to carry around that baggage. Nobody's telling you to carry around other people's bullshit. Nobody's telling you to have to fall in line and listen. And I'm telling you this because I'm in the military, and trust me, fall in line is what we like. You have to follow orders. But even I know that when you know your self-worth, when you know your value, no one can tell you what you have to do. You don't have to do anything. You can quit at any given time. And so all of our limits that we have are placed on us by ourselves or by other people that we allow to do that. So after we have a standard, we have to identify our core values. What is it that you truly value? If you have a standard in which you set for yourself, you have to have core values that are like the bumpers on this highway of life that we're going on. And these values tell you, yes, you need to go more to left. Yes, you go more right. Not too far, because now you're breaking your core values. When you have your core values and what you stand for, you are unstoppable. Because the core values determine, it's like our North Star. When we're going on land navigation and we have our compass, how do I know what to calibrate my life to? You calibrate based on your core values. Many people can't tell me what they value. They value Netflix. They value social media. They value what their friends say on Facebook. They value the news. They value all this other nonsense. And when we start focusing on all these different things, we lose sight of what's important. And so we have to recalibrate every single day to our core values. Every day you wake up, come into your office, go into a room, whatever it is that you got, pull out your notebook, pull out your computer, have your core values ready and review them every day. And then ask myself this one question: how will I live these out today, just for today? Remember, if you can win the day, you can win the week. You can win the week, you can win the month. You win the month, you can win the quarter. You win the quarter, you can win the year. You string up enough wins for the years, you'll have a successful life. So now that we have our standards, we have our core values, we have to identify the virtues. Now, what are virtues? These are the behaviors and the habits that we have every single day. Now, 90-day goals, monthly checkpoints, weekly targets, daily tactics. Every day we have to understand the virtues that we are going to have, the habits, the behaviors that are going to display to the world what you value. And if I was to follow you for a day, if you follow me for a day, and I see me walking around and how I interact with people, how I take care of myself, how I take care of my family, how I do business, I wouldn't have to tell you what I value. You can understand he values his family. He values his fitness. He values his faith. He values people. He values leadership. Because every day I have habits in each one of those categories. And the same thing goes for you. What do you value and what are the virtues? What are the habits that you need to start? And what are the habits do you need to cut out? Because when you start looking at your life from this lens, you start realizing there's a lot of things that I do that do not serve me. There's a lot of things that I believe that do not serve me. There's a lot of things that I think on a daily basis, they do not serve me. And when you identify that, only then can you overcome that. You can't defeat what you can't define. And so you have to get very clear on this process. And it's not going to happen overnight. This isn't some get rich quick or quick fix scheme, because you didn't get to where you are overnight. You didn't get here. The problems and the obstacles didn't come overnight. They came over time from walking in darkness and not looking from the left and right, not seeking help, not seeking counsel from the right people. It's easy to bury your head in the sand or to sweep it under the rug until it becomes too much. And many of you listening to this is probably where you're at right now. I've been there. I get it. But the process of transformation is going to take traction. And the only way that you get traction in your life is by taking action. So start today, win today, and then get another win tomorrow, and then get another win. And you just start stacking wins every single day. And if you don't have accountability, I encourage you to reach out and get some accountability, because there are going to be days where you're not going to feel like doing something. There's going to be days where you're not motivated. There's going to be days where you're just not inspired. And it's not going to come from a book. It's not going to come from a podcast. It's not going to come from a motivational speaker. It's not going to come from me. It's going to come from within you. And the only way to spark that flame is to continue to prove to yourself who you are and who you are becoming. Every day you got to prove it to yourself, because at the end of the day, nobody can be proud of you unless you're proud of you. Nobody can validate you until you validate you. And the way you do that is by keeping the promises you make to yourself. I'll see you on the next episode.